With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In the immortal words of Captain Kirk, how you handle death is at least as important as how you handle life. Never one to let a good soundbite go to waste, Starfleet Academy made manifest this sentiment with the Kobayashi Maru test, where cadets are faced with insurmountable odds and thus certain death. Even when resistance is proverbially futile, there's always someone in the crew brave enough, though, to make the hard choices and snatch some kind of victory from an otherwise crushing defeat. With that in mind, I'm Sean Ferrick for Trek Culture, and here are 10 no-win scenarios in Star Trek and how they were resolved. 10. Investigating Cardassian ships will lead to war. Scenario. A decorated Starfleet vessel has gone rogue, attacking several Cardassian vessels in direct opposition to the peace treaty. Captain Picard can either sacrifice the USS Phoenix and its commanding officer, or sacrifice the peace treaty he has sworn to protect. Resolution. Captain Benjamin Maxwell, having suffered horrific losses to the Cardassians during the war, believes he has found proof that they are arming again. If Starfleet is unprepared, they could be seriously outmatched. Yet, a preemptive strike could bring war about far sooner than expected, which the Federation is not willing to sanction. Captain Picard cooperates with the Cardassians, despite privately agreeing with Maxwell's catalyst, if not his actions. He is forced to allow Gul Masset to stand on his bridge and insult the highly commended Starfleet captain, all in the name of a peace treaty that the Cardassians may well not be honouring. In the name of keeping the peace, Picard does everything by the book. However, his last words to Masset let the man know that, despite the duty he had to perform, he fully believed that Maxwell was correct. Though not yet willing to act on these suspicions, Picard warns his counterpart that the Federation is watching. 9. Dominion invasion and occupation. Scenario. The constant flow of Dominion warships into the Alpha Quadrant has to be prevented before they outnumber all other powers, but mining the wormhole will almost definitely lead to war. Resolution. Captain Sisko is forced to instigate a war with the Dominion and the Cardassian Union, though he was forced into that position by their rising aggression. However, in this situation, he consults with Starfleet and they agree that while the minefield is essential, it's not going to be the only card that they play. Deep Space Nine, heavily fortified, is tasked with holding an invasion fleet at bay, while the Defiant completes the job of securing the wormhole. Despite heavy damage, they succeed and Sisko immediately orders the Starfleet officers on board to evacuate the station. While this is a huge blow to morale, he offers a ray of hope. While they were keeping the Dominion and Cardassians busy, a Federation Klingon task force crossed into Cardassian space and destroyed one of their shipyards. Though the war has truly begun, Starfleet was able to show their nerve in the face of overwhelming odds, playing the long game to come out on top. 8. A collaborator's true identity could break Bajoran society. Scenario. A Bajoran collaborator has returned to Deep Space Nine, bringing with him the knowledge of a much higher ranking collaborator in Bajoran society. Exposing them could destroy the little unity their people have managed to find, while covering it up would keep the peace, place someone far worse as Kai. Resolution. Kira Nerys is forced to choose what she feels is the lesser of two evils. While her lover, Beryl Antos, was almost certain bet for the next Kai of Bajor, he is slowly implicated in a massacre of a Bajoran resistance cell, with evidence pointing to his providing information to the Cardassians. Worse than this, he refuses to exonerate himself, which leaves the path clear for Kai Winn. Once Kira discovers the truth, she sees the dilemma. The former Kai, Opaka, was a symbol of strength and unity for Bajor. Many credit her as the only thing that got their people through the occupation. She is also the one who provided the information to the Cardassians, sacrificing one resistance cell to save thousands more. However noble her intent, the revelation of Opaka as a collaborator would destroy Bajoran unity. Kira and Beryl keep their silence, while Winn becomes Kai, leading to some of Bajor's darkest days. 7. Sims right to life. Scenario. Without Trip Tucker, the campaign to contact the Zindi will not reach completion before a devastating weapon destroys Earth, but the artificial clone created to save his life doesn't want to be killed either. Resolution. Captain Archer is forced to make the devastating choice here, though he does it without hesitation. Trip has to live, and for once, it has next to nothing to do with friendship or loyalty. He is the chief engineer of Enterprise, without whom the ship won't be able to run at the level it requires. Phlox's idea of cloning Trip and using the clone's spare parts to heal the man is both brilliant and highly controversial. The face-off at the close of the episode is inevitable. Archer begins the drama with one man almost sure to die. He finishes the drama with a man who is definitely going to die. The choice was never whether or not he would be able to escape without blood on his hands, but it was simply over which death he could live with. 6. The Scimitar's Thaleron Weapon. Scenario. The Enterprise is crippled and Shinzon's vessel is powering up its Thaleron radiation weapon. When it fires, all life on the Enterprise will be destroyed, but by disabling the machine, you will cause a chain reaction that will incinerate you. Resolution. There was only one route out of this trap for Data once Shinzon had activated the generator. Having already established earlier in the film that, once engaged, it couldn't be deactivated, the crew of the Enterprise-E watch in horror as the spiked wingtips begin to extend so the ship can fire. Transporters are disabled, and the shuttles are out of action. With no other option available to him, Commander Data flings himself through space to reach the Scimitar on time. He enters the ship, plants a personal, independently powered transporter on Picard's chest, and bids him farewell. With the countdown ringing around him, he fires his phaser into the Thaleron Intermex chamber, causing it to overload and explode. Data, the remaining Remans, and the Scimitar itself are all vaporized. The Enterprise is saved, though it's a Pyrrhic victory. 5. Project Genesis. Scenario. The Genesis torpedo would detonate and destroy all life on the Enterprise unless the ultimate sacrifice is made. To undo that sacrifice, another one is waiting. Resolution. Spock's death, thanks to the actions of Khan, are among the most devastating moments in Star Trek's history. Admiral Kirk is forced to watch his closest friend die, taking little comfort in the knowledge that only this sacrifice is what saved the Enterprise and her crew. While they all mourn for Spock, a new planet is born from the Genesis effect. It becomes Spock's burial ground. However, after learning that he's inadvertently made a dreadful mistake in leaving Spock's body there, Kirk steals the Enterprise back from space dock and rushes to the Genesis planet again. His son, David Marcus, developer of the Genesis torpedo, is a prisoner on the planet. The Enterprise is crippled again, David is executed by the Klingons, and their ship is about to be boarded. The fact that Kirk manages to turn the situation around by setting the ship to self-destruct, rescuing Savik and a reincarnated Spock, and makes off with the Klingon Bird of Prey is easily one of the reasons he remains one of the most famous men in Starfleet's history. 4. The Battle of the Binary Stars. Scenario. Starfleet's message of peace is doomed to failure against the Klingons led by T'Kuvma, but the captain has ordered Burnham to stand down. Resolution. Michael Burnham faced an impossible choice in this situation, with time vindicating her decision. Though mutiny was a certain road to the brig, she knew from experience with Sarek that the Klingon Empire would only respond to force and not to peace. However, Philippa Georgiou couldn't imagine Starfleet firing first. This was a situation where, initially, everybody lost. T'Kuvma was the man responsible for every death during the Battle of the Binary Stars, yet Georgiou's hesitation to attack left Starfleet trying to play catch-up. Had Burnham succeeded, there is a very real chance that war could have been averted. However, her failure to overpower Georgiou and the subsequent murder of Georgiou by T'Kuvma was another contributing factor to the war. Whichever way the day went, Burnham was stuck at the end of a very short path. The long-term resolution came about with the installation of Laurel as Chancellor. This had not been an option on the first day, though it was an inspired choice by the last day. 3. The Battle of Narendra 3. Scenario. Returning to the past means certain death for the crew and the destruction of the Enterprise-C. Remaining in the present means eventual defeat by the Klingon Empire, with little to no chance of affecting the outcome. Resolution. Captain Rachel Garrett elects to bring her ship back in time to fight the Romulan warbirds once more. She asks for, though is refused, modern weapons technology so that the Enterprise-C can stand a better chance against the stronger force. Captain Picard reasons that if that technology was to fall into Romulan hands, it could affect the outcome of history more drastically still. The sacrifice of the Enterprise-C is one of the triggering factors in peace between the Federation and the Klingon Empire. Though neither party were allied at the time, the Starfleet vessel's response to the Klingons' distress call was an act of selfless heroism, costing the ship and the lives of the crew. Though Garrett's crew never stood a chance in either scenario, their legacy became one of lasting peace in the Alpha Quadrant, with both sides winning in the long run. 2. Riker's prosecution of Data. Scenario. If Riker wins the case, Data will be shipped to Starfleet HQ to be disassembled by Bruce Maddox. If he doesn't do his best job to win the case, the court will be suspended and Data will be sent anyway. Resolution. For Riker, the entire situation is out of his hands. Ordered into the role of prosecutor by Philippa Louvois, he cannot do anything to throw the case in Data's favour. He needs to rely entirely on Captain Picard's legal skills. This becomes even more uncertain once Riker manages to prove in court without a doubt that Data is a machine. However, what Riker fails to do is disprove Data's sentience. He can, in essence, only prove the nature of Data's makeup. Picard manages to prove that Data is more than the sum of his parts, or, in any case, that the nature of sentience is wide and vague enough that the court is unable to differentiate between human and android. Riker's best hope was to lose the case. Thankfully, when those hopes are placed in Jean-Luc Picard, they're in safe hands. And one, two Vix. Scenario: two crewmen have been fused together during a transporter accident, creating a new life form. There is a way to save them, but it means killing the man they've become. Resolution: Captain Janeway has to make an emotional decision in this case. Tuvix carries the memories of both Tuvok and Neelix, which means he would be qualified to step into the role of Chief of Security, or Head Chef if needs be. Sending him back through the transporter will split him back into two people, ending his brief existence. The biggest issue is that he vehemently wants to live. Janeway's oldest friend on Voyager is Tuvok, who in turn has a family at home in the Alpha Quadrant. Neelix, while still a new member of the crew, has Kes, who cares for him deeply. Who then deserves the right to life? One of Spock's most famous quotes comes into play: the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Janeway decides that Tuvok and Neelix must be returned, which means she sentences Tuvix to death. The doctor refuses to participate in the procedure, so the responsibility falls on Janeway alone. As she states in her recently released autobiography, the decision has haunted her from that day on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.